So basically, what happened in February of 2019 is that the court added the comment 8 that had been in 1.01 of the ABA Model Rules of Professional Conduct, which imposes upon all of us the duty to not only know the benefits of technology, but also the risks. And what that means is, does it mean we need to know the actual technical risks that are inherent in the use of our technology inside of our law office or our mobile devices outside of the law office? And the answer is no. You know, none of us needed or need to become overnight technologists or subject matter experts in technology, but it does, what it does require is for us to know the risks and how to mitigate those risks to the extent that the data we're handling and processing requires us to do so. In as Prabha points out, the Public Information Act regulates all governmental records that are in the course of transacting governmental business, and a lot of those documents are public. But the ones we are focused on today, for purposes of all of our practices and our clients, is those documents that are either exempt from disclosure under its own category of the Public Information Act, or is got a double exemption because they're confidential attorney-client records or communications also are exempt from disclosure. That is a new, not new, but about a 20-year-old exemption under the Public Information Act that we can take advantage of as well if there are any, you know, documents that are relevant to the negotiation or the ruling ordinance, what have you, that were given to us in the course of representing a client.
So, Elizabeth, you mentioned that we have this duty now in 2019 to maintain competence that's been raised, considering that we have the technological advances. And I don't have to be proficient in IT. What are some suggestions for protection that a small firm, a medium-sized firm, or a large firm may already have it in place? Do I need to hire an IT specialist? What other things may I do when I'm at home, not in my law firm, with my home network?
Sure. So the prevailing standard that most regulators, including the Ethics Commission, is following is reasonable security. So, and that's good for us because it doesn't have prescriptive requirements. It doesn't have a threshold dollar amount. In other words, that we need to be spending to secure our law firm or to hire outside resources to do that for us. It's basically in the context of your, you know, practice and considering the circumstances as a whole, you know, what records you maintain and process and collect from your clients versus how big you are, and versus what would be considered reasonable under the circumstances. So we'll go over some of what that looks like. I'm borrowing from the FTC only because the FTC, as a federal government regulator of the common law of cybersecurity and privacy, has employed that standard in order to determine whether or not liability under the Act has occurred. It would more than likely be the same in the situation involving a law firm or a lawyer who had a complaint lodged against their law firm based on inadequate cybersecurity. So these are instructive guidelines that can just be something for us to refer to as time goes by. Of course, there'll be more decisions, but right now the most every regulator that would be looking at a complaint against an attorney for failing to deploy this ethical duty of technology competence, most every regulator is going to say perfect security is not required. Mainly what the rules require is that you have employees that are at least familiar with the security that is on our devices, like our endpoints, our laptops, our if we are working with our own devices, there should be a requirement that all of the endpoints that are being used in the law firm have either some type of encryption, like a laptop or an iPad or any Google Chrome tablet that may be used, or Dell, that those should be encrypted just because of the fact that they can be lost. Then there also needs to be a good vetting of any vendor who is on offsite providing security to your law firm while you're in the office. So oftentimes it's unfortunate, but oftentimes it's the vendor's issue that creates a data breach for the law firm. And lawyers are not technologists or information security specialists, so they don't often know what questions to ask. And if anybody has any questions, I have a checklist for reviewing the vendor that I can provide after the presentation, just so you can go through and know what questions they should be answering for you. There should also be clauses in the contracts once you do select your vendor that protect your law firm from their any behaviors on their part that causes a data breach, including indemnification and a requirement to notify you within a reasonable time so that you can begin your incident response efforts.